Center. The update from ABC News at 7 o'clock is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong, and Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jubilation in both Israel and Gaza. That's the sound in Khan Yunis in Gaza as Israel and Hamas agree to a pause in their two-year war. Hamas agreeing to release the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli detention. That is phase one of the peace proposal put forth by President Trump. Los Angeles officials announcing the arrest of a man in connection with starting the Palisades fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
This suspect is ultimately held accountable. That at least, I think, calms the fear and anxiety that some people felt around what and who was responsible and how this actually occurred.
President Trump's deployment of troops to Illinois at the center of a court hearing today over Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's request to block them from coming. Federal government shutdown grinding into day nine. No public negotiations underway. This is ABC News. Former FBI Director James Comey pleading not guilty to lying before Congress. His lawyers say they will quickly file motions to end the case before it begins on the grounds of selective and vindictive prosecution. First, Dolly Parton's sister, now she herself, trying to clarify things after the recent postponement of her Las Vegas residency and her sister's social media post asking fans to pray for her.
Country music legend Dolly Parton setting the record straight after her sister, in a post on social media, asked for prayer, saying the singer has not been in the best health lately. Parton, in her own video post on Instagram, says she's been working hard on commercials for the Grand Ole Opry.
I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you?
Concerns over her health swirling after Parton announced she would delay her upcoming residency performances due to some health issues. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests. Perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Napa know-how.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, no one has told me. I don't believe anybody's found the 4-H
medallion yet. So we'll give you another clue coming up about that. Maybe something to do on a beautiful day today. Go hunting for the 4-H medallion. We'll tell you more coming up in a few minutes from WRCO.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We're In Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court & Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 65 with lots of sunshine. Southeast winds at 5 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 47. Clouds roll in with a 50% chance of scattered showers late. Isolated showers around daybreak Friday. Otherwise, breaks of sunshine and a high of 71. Saturday, a nice fall day. Partly cloudy at times and 67 and 68 on Sunday. Right now, the air is calm and the frost is real. We have a temperature which is an overnight low at 30 degrees right now on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today as we get Thursday going officially. We finally got some daylight going.
Oh, no, how we end up here tonight, I don't know. But from where I stand, the bus and the band sure is hitting right. Getting on Grant's Walsh and repeat. We're throwing it down on another round. And I feel that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, ask for a check. When I hear that long and plain. And then my brother pants me another soon as I finish this train.
Running on, running on, borrowed time.
Of mine, we're throwing it down another round, and I'll hear that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, ask for a check, but I hear that long name claim. And then my brother hands me another as soon as I finish this train.
Me and others, so as I finish this journey.
Brothers Osborne on WRCO. Those pesky Cubs scored 4 runs in the first inning last night and held off the Brewers. I didn't get a chance to tune in right away, and I was doing something, and I tuned in. It was about 8 minutes till 4. And the game started at 8 minutes after 3, so it was about 8 minutes to 4. And I tuned it in, and I heard Jeff Levering say, still in the first inning, bottom of the first. What? How can that? Man, it's almost an hour, one inning. That's what happened. And it's been an incredible series for quick starts, too. Getting out of the gate, the Brewers have done that a couple of times. And so I will see how it goes tonight. The Brewers back into action. Pregame time, 7:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here is clue number 4 in the 4-H medallion hunt. I will first of all give you your day 3 clue. Maybe that can just kind of get you right going into today and find that 4-H medallion hidden somewhere in Richland County. Yesterday's clues, grab your bike or lace your shoes. It's time to follow winding clues. Jump or skip or take a stride. Your third hint waits where paths divide. Okay, and now today's brand new clue, lines in order, corners neat, voices once filled this quiet seat, maps and markers, colors bright, your next clue hides just out of sight. Wow, day number 4. Here we go again, lines in order, corners neat, voices once filled this quiet seat. Maps and markers, colors bright. Your next clue hides just out of sight. If you find the medallion, your information, your instructions are on the back of that. They'll tell you what to do. But, of course, call Richland County Extension and let them know you've found it, and you can claim your prize. There you go. That's it. Good luck today. Beautiful day to go hunting for a medallion. Right.
After all this time, running up and down the roads, boulevards and broken dreams,
all the in-betweens, every single high and low, I want you to know.
Can't find anywhere. Ooh.
old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now, love, can't wait, then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said
at Richland Family Restaurant Studios with home-cooked country sounds and small-town spirit.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile. Literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with some farmers on a large project. I helped them buy a 100-plus acre farm in Dane County. They only wanted the farmland, so we made a plan and got to work. I worked with surveyors in the county to create and rezone 3 new lots. We sold one lot with buildings at real estate auction, and then I listed and sold the other 2 building lots. Along the way, I got driveway permits, worked with the DNR on potential wetland issues, and sold excess equipment from the buildings at auction. Our legal team handled the paperwork, and our title company partners closed and insured the transactions. The farmers were left with all tillable land the way they wanted it that was almost paid for by the work we did. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is now scheduling appointments for flu and COVID vaccines. Each location is accepting appointments. Call Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, or Spring Green Medical Center for your appointment. Phone numbers are available at richlandhospital.com. Flu and COVID season is here. Help protect yourself and your community.
It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panicked at the last minute. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after 3 juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yes,
it fine. Sounds like Adam is kind of putting us down there in the introduction a little bit.
It's too deep. I can't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I think he's basically just hitting us in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And I saw the most beautiful thing again this morning, Phil.
Did you?
I did. Just absolutely wonderful.
It's National Moldy Cheese Day. Was
oh,
that a piece
yeah.
of cheese
yep.
in the fridge?
Yep. No, I threw that away yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good for you, I think.
But you can have it. I'll go get it out of the dumpster unless the coon got it.
And you can throw it on your pizza. It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
No beer. I'll take pizza, though.
Pizza?
Yeah. I'll take pizza.
All right.
So I'll take a pizza day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have to see if we can find that.
What?
They don't have those 99-cent party pack ones anymore.
You've already looked. You know what? Thanks for going all out for us, buddy.
Well, that's the best I can do.
You know what? Yeah. And you'd buy one of them for us, wouldn't you?
Got to be frugal around here. Yeah. Got to cut corners, you know.
So. I'm still here. Did you turn off electricity in my office? Is that
the
corner cut?
Yeah, in the heat, too.
I appreciate that.
Well.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So June sent me last night to Walmart to get a few things for the daycare.
Did you write them down?
Yeah, I have them all written down.
Okay.
But things have moved around a little bit through the year, you know, because I used to know where everything was. Now I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking through and could not find one item on the list. So there was a young man standing there who was an employee. And I said, hey, where are the diapers at? And he said, adult? And I said, not yet.
Great choice.
Not yet. No,
great.
No.
Did he chuckle?
Yeah, he did laugh.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Looking for infant diapers for the daycare.
For the daycare.
Yes, I should have specified that. Never even thought of it.
That's funny.
A legitimate question, I guess.
No, that's funny, though.
Not yet.
That'd be a good joke for Monday. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
What do you do?
What do you do?
But I found them.
You did find them.
Yeah.
Both?
No, I just found the infant ones. Four, I think they were size 4.
Really?
Yeah.
You would need 40.
Plus. Yeah.
Today's love line, Phil.
What is it?
Are you excited?
Oh, I just can't wait.
All right, today's love line. You got more sparkle than a jar full of fireflies, Phil.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Yep.
That's almost legit. I might have to keep that for next fireflies.
You know what? You know what? You could. You're more than welcome to use it.
It was a good year this last year for fireflies.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was.
Saw a lot of them.
Great for mosquitoes.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah, it is. Some of this frost, won't they go away after
it'll
the frost?
Slow them down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hope so.
Sometimes it slows down the bees, too. They're about half with it, and all of a sudden you're...
I had three of them in my truck yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I may have a hive in there.
Yeah, you better check that.
Because I'm so sweet, you know. Yeah.
One of the worst ones I ever got, I was broadcasting a game, and he landed right here.
Right in the crease.
In the crease of my arm. And I went to just kind of move my arm, and he stung me. And luckily, you know, I'm able to ad lib, but it's like, you know, I just kept going. But, boy, it hurt.
That would hurt, wouldn't it?
It did.
Yeah. You were at soccer match tonight?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're at Richland Center this evening.
So, Baraboo, is that right?
Reedsburg. Reedsburg's coming in.
Coming in. So, good luck to them.
Yep, should be a nice night for it, actually.
Should be a really good night for it. So when that sun goes down, have you noticed how quick it gets cool?
It does get cool.
It does. Are you wearing long sleeves today?
No, I'm wearing short sleeves today.
Oh, I'm talking about tonight, though.
But I did bring my Pea Ridge hoodie.
Yeah, has everybody got a chance to see the mule jump from last year? It was a piece. I sent it to Adam this morning. It should be up on our social media pages. So you saw the video.
I did. Was that the championship jump?
I don't know if it was or not. That was a big jump.
That was a big jump for that mule.
Yeah. The handler probably couldn't lift his feet up over it.
I don't think so either. Mm. But it's the 36th mule jump in Pea Ridge, Arkansas this weekend.
This weekend, Saturday.
So hopefully people, because if they haven't booked a hotel yet, I'm guessing it's hard to find a place to stay.
Oh, you could probably go around the suburbs of Pea Ridge, like Bentonville and Springdale, Fayetteville.
Or Hank's, Paw Bray's basement.
Paw Bray's basement, or shop or whatever. We have a big, long, old chicken house that he uses for storage. I mean, anybody.
You can stay there.
Yeah. Just, you know, get a hold of Paw Bray down there.
Paw Bray.
Say Bray, and that'll point you to the direction. Yeah,
for the mule jump.
Yeah, for the... Oh, there's a lot of those Brays over there.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, anyway, today is a... a record, okay?
A record?
A world record.
Oh, I thought you meant a vinyl record. No, you had me perked up there for a moment.
From Chris Kenyon last night, you know, the guy who started the Cyclops thing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good guy. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's a world record, and it's true, okay? A man has officially broken a Guinness World Record with an unbelievable 40-second nonstop toot.
No way.
The jaw-dropping blast, both hilarious and shocking, has left the audiences around the world in disbelief. And probably smelly. And more than a quirky record, it's a bizarre reminder of how human determination and flatulence can really go when aiming for the history books.
Wow.
Yes.
Boy, what a champion. That's something to be proud of. Yeah. Really, it is.
Is it, though? Yeah. Hey, Dad, look at my toot championship. Exactly. 40 seconds.
40 seconds. Top that.
Yeah, top that.
I wonder what he ate.
It doesn't matter. That's disgusting.
Well, it is. But, I mean, he had to have something to motivate him, I would think.
Probably beans. Joanne, I wonder what Joanne usually eats.
Watch it.
Well, boy. Yeah. But anyway, no, it was... It was disgusting, but I looked it up, and there he's on the microphone there.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
A picture of him?
Yeah.
He's fairly young. I would have thought it was some old guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
But okay. You see how they set the microphone up?
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
They got to record it. So.
Yeah. Is that not the same
one? I wouldn't
want
to talk into that microphone. Oh, boy.
40-second blast.
I can't fathom that.
That's what Mr. Kenyon sends me in his off time. It's pretty sad.
I can't even fake one that long.
You know, no. And you do a lot of fake ones.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we hope. But
what else you got?
Well, fastest time to solve a Rubik's Cube, one-handed.
Oh, one-handed. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I could barely hold it with two. 6.82 seconds.
Jeepers.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
I solved it once in the 80s, and then I've never done it again.
You couldn't put it back together, could you? Yeah, that's how I used to do it, too.
Pull it apart.
Yeah. My granny, she had one, and I used to pull it apart. She goes, I don't know how you do that, Henry, but next time, make sure you put all the pieces all the way in.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah. My granny wasn't dumb. She was awesome. Yeah. Most high fives in 24 hours, Phil.
Wow.
14,000.
14,000?
In 24 hours.
24 hours.
My Could you imagine? Word. I mean, boom. No. Oh, my arms are sore.
Somebody had to count that, too.
Yeah, I'm not counting that high. They usually do it on camera, though, where they count it on Guinness World Record has to count it.
Mm. A lot of work.
Fastest time to assemble 1,000-piece puzzle.
Oh, boy.
1 hour and 1 minute, 61 minutes.
Was it one person or was it?
No, it was one person.
One person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a lot of pieces.
I couldn't even do it in a lifetime. I'm terrible with them. I'm always forcing pieces in that shouldn't. I'm like, this looks like it fits.
We're going to cut this off.
Yeah, push it in there. And June's like, that doesn't go there.
Well, I have no time to do a puzzle like that. I would fall asleep on it.
I can't see where they're supposed to go. Now, if it's a big giant one.
Yeah, like that.
I mean, that might take me an hour, you know. Like
the six-piece one?
The six-piece one for the daycare kids.
For the daycare kids, yeah. Yeah, that keeps your mind. I know what you do when you get home now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, June goes, can you come put these puzzles back together? And for 4 hours, Phil's down there putting three games together.
Yep, taken care of.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I cleaned off a refrigerator last night in the basement.
Cleaned off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I found games I didn't even know I had. I have trouble.
Really?
Connect Four.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, maybe we should play Trouble sometime. Next week. Mm-hmm. Have we played Trouble on here yet?
I don't know. I think Ron and I did.
Did you?
With the Pop-O-Matic.
Yeah, it has a Pop-O-Matic on it.
Shakes the dice for you.
Yeah. So first person gets two in instead of four.
Oh.
But you still play with four. Uh-huh. Then.
Yeah, there's two or three games. I think it was Hasbro that made those.
Yeah.
Trouble and, was it Headache? There's.
I don't know about Headache. Every time I come to work.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or is it just coming back here? I can't remember. Mm. It doesn't really matter at this point, buddy. Anyway, good luck at your soccer game tonight. Yeah. I'll be cheating the kids in Lafarge.
Oh, good luck to the kids in Lafarge.
I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Sounds good.
Have a good day, buddy.
You bet.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badgerland Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badgerland Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Just out Richland Center, such Chicken Ridge Farm. The pumpkin patch full of fall fun for the whole clan. Youngins can bounce, slide, maze, climb, and splash at the bubble barn. This year, that U-Pick patch is looking purtier than ever. Folks bring wagons, good old shoes to haul their own pumpkins. Or grab one atop the hill. The snack shack's wide open with vittles and drinks. Open Saturdays from 10 to 6 and Sundays from 10 to 4, now through October 26. Follow them signs clear down Chicken Ridge Road to the dead end at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. That's Chicken Ridge Farms, where fall memories get made.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
The October specials are in at All American Do It Center. Now through October 31st, but only while supplies last. It's Fire Safety Month. Be prepared with a First Alert Heavy Duty Rechargeable Fire Extinguisher. Now just $39.99. Keep those rodents at bay with a 4-pack of original Stick'em Glue Mousetraps. Now $2.99. Fall into savings with the October specials of the month. Shop online and ship to home. Visit AllAmericanDoItCenter.com today in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Some notes on this day in history. In 1910, a coal dust explosion at the Starkville mine in Colorado left 59 miners dead. Headline from 19 and 10. In 1985, Strawberry Fields in New York Central Park, a memorial to former Beatle John Lennon, was first dedicated. And in 2010, a drill broke through into an underground chamber where 33 miners had been trapped for more than 2 months. Some history-making notes from this day in history. The 9th of October. Today's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Fall is here, and so are the savings at The Shoebox in Black Earth. Wisconsin's largest shoe store has thousands of styles in stock. Boots, sneakers, casuals, and more. All at prices that'll keep your wallet happy. Need school shoes for the kids? Or maybe a pair of work boots built to last? You'll find them all right here. Don't forget, The Shoebox has sizes and width for the whole family. Take the short drive to Black Earth and step into savings today at The Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Durst triplet cousins Nicole Colson, Jennifer Bartles, and Morgan Schauer. Jennifer Bartles from Dad and Mom. Also, greetings going out today for the whole gang. Jennifer Bartles from Lori and the Gang, and from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Nicole Colson from Mom and Dad Durst as well. Have an awesome day. Birthday greetings to Lee Van Landite from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Happy birthday to Lacey Banker. Have a great day from Kathy. And again to Morgan Showers from Lori and the Gang. Happy birthday to James Gillette and Tatum Razick, Charles Leffler, and Shay Muller, all celebrating today from the RC Lions. Happy anniversary, Michael and Brittany Sander. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today wishing the best to Diane Baker and Alexis Allen. Also to Joe Urbach and Henry Meyer. Happy anniversary, Dale and Stacy Hagenston, to Josh and Nicole Prohaska, and Alicia and Casey Carlson. Bloom City Town Crier today wishing the best to Lacey Banker, Amy Clark, and Happy anniversary, Ryan and Michelle Keller, today.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Happy apple season from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Bite into the best with Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more, perfect for eating or cooking. The bakery is full of fall favorites, apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, pick up a caramel apple, plus grab fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin squash, and colorful fall mums. And here's the sweetest deal. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fall flavors come alive.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Joanne has the news coming up here on WRCO Radio on a Thursday morning. This is Johnny Rodriguez.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. It only grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes.
For our special couples today, celebrating anniversaries, Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Thursday.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find.
Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Good morning. It is a sunny 30 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Lots of sunshine today, a high of 65. Tonight, clouds roll in with a 50% chance of scattered showers around midnight and after, a low of 47. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and we are at our morning low of 30 degrees.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. District Administrator Steve Board reported the third Friday numbers to the Board of Education at last night's meeting. The projected number of students was projected to be 1,105 for a decline of 45 students. The final third Friday count was actually 1,174 students for an increase of 69 students. What helped was open enrollment. Last year, the difference between open enrollment in and out the district was minus 155 students. This year, the difference is minus 133. This means that the district is gaining students back. The board also approved 2 open enrollment in applications and 5 open enrollment out applications for the 2025-26 school year. The board also approved authorizing the district administrator to approve applications for open enrollment into the district on behalf of the board effective immediately. Such approval shall be reported to the Board of Education at the next regular meeting for ratification and record keeping. The Richland School Board also approved waiving the policy for school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow the Strengthening Families program to meet after 7 p.m. during their 2025-26 school year. The program will be held Wednesday evenings during the 6 weeks. Richland School District Administrator reminded everyone that the district's annual meeting will be held Monday, October 20th at 6:30 in the high school IMC. He invites everyone to attend to make your voice be heard. The UW-Richland Alumni Association held its annual Fall Alumni Day to honor outstanding alumni from the Teachers College and campus. The mood of the day was that they could close our campus, but they can't kill our spirit. Lisa Bailing, Executive Secretary of the Richland County Campus Foundation, gave an update on how the foundation is keeping its legacy going.
We're able to honor our students and our alumni and our community with still being here. So with that legacy, we are still awarding scholarships. We awarded 113 students over $100,000 for this year. The other way that we are still honoring our legacy is through community grants. We give about $25,000 a year away to groups, organizations that are educating our community in some type of program. The last area that we are still honoring our legacy is through the Smart Farm. Trails are still open. We encourage you to come on out and use them. They are marked very well. You won't get lost in the woods, but it's there, and it's there for the community to use.
Bailing added that this is possible through the legacy of Darla Wentz. The Alumni Association honored all alumni who attended the event Saturday, as well as recognized 5 outstanding individuals. From the Richland County Teachers College, Ken Hansen from the class of 1965 and Jane Goplin Kinney from the class of 1967 were both honored. Kinney said the college was a help throughout her life.
It is an honor to be here.
and to share the stage with one of my favorite nephews. When I started out my education, I graduated from high school, and I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what I wanted to do or what I wanted to be or anything. But a lot of people were going to the teacher's college, so I thought, oh, why not? I'll give that away. So I went there for 2 years, and I got an associate's degree. And that associate's degree has taken me to many plateaus.
Her nephew, Terry Kanothi, attended the UW campus and is from the class of 1976. He was also honored and talked about the times of his experience.
You've got to think about what the world was like then, Gershwin Center in particular. I mean, we were right in the midst of the Vietnam War. We had so many kids at the high school, we were bursting at the seams. The city kids came at 7 in the morning, the country kids came at 9. We overlapped so that there was enough space to get everybody out of there. We had bomb threats, it seemed like, every other day, and we were getting out of school. But we had these amazing mentors and role models from Coy Cohn and Leo Keegan and Jim Elwell and Claire Haig, who just recently passed, and Denny Morgan and Ted Wheelock and people like that who we looked up to so much. But it was an era where discipline was the foremost thing that we kind of had to worry about at that time, you know, just to keep everybody in line. And when I went to the campus, it was such a breath of fresh air. Not that what happened at the high school wasn't good, but it was a nurturing environment. They wanted you to succeed.
Another outstanding alum, Julie Brock Stebbins from the class of 1973, said the education she received at UW-Richland was top-notch.
I can think back like it was yesterday in a way. It's over 50-some years, you know. But I always was impressed by the expertise of our faculty, the teachers. We were treated to some very, very high level teaching. And having a small or smaller class size, I think, was so beneficial to all of us. And, you know, if you had a question, you could go to your professor, and you didn't feel like you had to stand in line a long time. So, and as you know, the faculty there was top notch and always was, even after the years I left and went to Madison to school.
The fifth honoree from the UW-Richland campus was Todd Albaugh from the class of 1991. Many know him for his work on WRCO and his current show on WRCE, but he is rooted in the UW-Richland campus as his grandmother, Marge Wallace, helped establish the campus and became the first woman to serve as dean within the UW system.
My grandmother said this when she retired out at the student center. She summed it up and she looked at, I think it was Chancellor Ulzvik, wasn't it, from Platteville? And she said, quote, of starting the campus, she said, quote, we worked so hard and we kind of took a few things. We got called some names, but it was worth it, wasn't it? It was worth it, in my opinion, as long as we keep not just her, but all the spirit of the campus alive, it'll continue to be worth it. So thank you very much, everyone.
The spirit of the UW-Richland campus lives on, even after the doors have been shut. After all, once a roadrunner, always a roadrunner. A free car ferry won't be ready when a bridge crossing the Mississippi River south of La Crosse closes. The ferry will allow commuters to cross the river between Wisconsin and Iowa at Lansing, but not until roughly 2 weeks after the Black Hawk Bridge closes on October 20th. The only option for commuters will be a more than hour drive to bridges in either Prairie du Chien or La Crosse. Ferry landings are still under construction on either side of the river, and the ferry will also shut down in mid-December during the bridge's demolition phase. Once operational, the ferry will run 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and cross the river every 15 minutes.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Thursday, October 9th. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Carolyn Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86, of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 o'clock Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com. Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. And by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's cabinet convening today for the first of several votes on approving phase one of the peace plan for Gaza. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
After 2 years of devastating war, this morning President Trump celebrating a historic step toward peace, telling Fox,
"This is more than Gaza, this is peace in the Middle East, and it's an incredible thing."
Trump announcing on social media what he describes as the first phase of the peace plan, saying Hamas will release all of the hostages very soon. In return, Israel will withdraw its troops to an agreed-upon line.
There were celebrations in both Israel and Gaza today. Two Pennsylvania state troopers are in critical condition after